வீரியம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வரஹ குருரேவ பரம் பிரம்ம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். தபோவீக்ஷீண பாபானாம் சாந்தானாம் வீதராகினாம் முமுக்ஷூணாம் அபேக்ஷோயம் ஆத்மபோதோ விதீயதே.
Verse number 42 and 43 we'll chant together.
Evam atmarano dhyana mathane satatam krite uditavagati jwala sarva gyanendhanam dahet. அருணேனேவ போதேன பூர்வம் சந்தமசேர்தே தத ஆவிர்பவேதாத்மா ஸ்வயமேவாங்ஷுமானிவ.
So we have to practice evam nirantara abhyastha. Constantly we have to practice what? Arni Bandhan. What is this Arni? Arni is the two caps, soft wooden caps, and there is a rod. So the lower cap is mind, upper cap is self, and the Bandhan, the rod is Aham Brahmasmi or Omkar Soham Aham. So whatever mantra you want to take, and that is to be constantly practiced. Satatam Kriti. Churning is to be done. It's most important. Why it is important? We'll see it later. Why it is needed? Why constantly we have to do? Then what will happen? Udita avagati jwala. Then there will be fire of knowledge. Fire of knowledge. Udita. We say, na? Surya uday hua. Similarly, udita. So what will come out of the churning? The knowledge will come out. Jwala, it is like a flame. What will it do? It will sarva agyan idan dahet. Sarva agyan, whatever the ignorance is, gone. What is our ignorance? Ignorance is that I am jiva. This is ignorance. So the whole fuel of ignorance will be burnt away. Burnt away means what? You come to know that you are Brahmasmi. Aham jivoham, what is this? Agyan. So when you come to know this I am Brahman, jivoham is gone. Agyan is gone. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, jnana agni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurte yatha. Jnana agni. Same thing, jnana agni. Fire of knowledge will destroy all karma. All karma means whatever karma you have done in the past, all gone. No sanchit karma. You will not be suffering any karma done in the past lives. Jnana agni. Everything will be burned down. And who is the father of karma? Agyan. Agyan is the father. When agyan is not there, what will happen? Naturally, there is no fruit of action of the past actions done. Khatam, slate, clean. So Brahmakar Vritti is also called Atmabodh in Vedanta. This Vritti is also Atmabodh. What is Atmabodh? I am Brahman is Atmabodh, na? So when after churning, when you come to know that this Indhan ignorance is gone, what will remain? Brahma. So Atmabodha, Brahmakar Vritti is also Atmabodha. It is a Vritti, it is a thought. We'll discuss this, it is a thought only. When we are churning, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, still it is a thought. When the thought drops, what will happen? We are coming to that slowly. Then in the second, in the 43 verse, it says, Aruna, what is Aruna? Dawn. So Shankaracharya used to meditate early in the morning, used to see the sunrise. So before the sun rises, the Arun comes. Arun is, what is that Arun? Arun is the Sarthi, a chariot is there. As if the Lord's sun is sitting behind, and the charioteer is the Arun driving. So first what will come? We will be able to see the charioteer, the Sarthi. You will see the Sarthi first. So the Sarthi means the Arun, the orange color. The sun has not come. The moment this orange color, this Arun comes, what happens? All darkness gone. All darkness gone. Then comes what? Then comes the sun. Automatically, nothing is to be done. No effort needed there. Similarly, this Brahmakar Vritti is what? It is Aruna. What will it do? It will dispel my ignorance. There should not be any confusion. The knowledge happens in Sravan, not in meditation, not in Nididhyasana. Without Sravan, if you go to the meditation, you will come back as a jeev. Like in the sleep, we go as a doctor, come back as a doctor. We never become engineer. No change. But change will happen only when you do the Sravan. So knowledge happens in Sravan. That knowledge becomes doubt-free when we do Manan. When we reflect on that, then that knowledge becomes doubt-free. The knowledge has to be doubt-free. If the knowledge is not doubt-free, you will not accept it. Therefore, it is Sravan and Manan. So similarly, when we chant this Brahmakar Vritti again and again, that is Arun. And the ignorance is removed. When the ignorance is removed, what will happen? Like the sun comes automatically, similarly the Atman also is self-effulgent. Nothing is to be done. I gave you the example of one lamp. A lamp, like the candle lamp. You have the small candle lamp with the battery. Suppose you turn it on and then you cover it with a blanket. Can you see that lamp now when it is covered by a thick blanket? No. So when the blanket is removed, what will happen? Similarly, ignorance is removed. How ignorance is removed? By that Brahmakar Vritti, the ignorance is removed. Brahmakar Vritti means we are Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So that will remove it. So one thing we have to know, that the self is pre-existing, and secondly, it is with all of us. By this knowledge, self is not created. It is no creation. Self is already with us. We are not creating self. The knowledge is not creating self. And that Atman is with us. It is pre-existing and it is with all of us. So how self-knowledge arises? What does a self-knowledge do? Is the answer is given in verse number 42 and 43, which we have already seen. But in nutshell, the Brahmakar Vritti, Aham Brahmasmi Vritti removes ignorance. Brahmakar Vritti removes ignorance, and slowly, slowly, when we continuously, repeatedly, when do it, what will happen? The Triputi will bhang. Triputi will destroy. Triputi will not be there. What is Triputi?
Experiencing.
So what will it remain? Object of experience will remain. Meditator, meditating, and the object of meditation. These are Triputi. When continuously you chant, then what will happen? This Triputi will bhang, this will get destroyed. Only one thing will remain. The meditator is not there. The process of meditating, amramatmi, 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 that also stopped. What remained? Meditate upon. And what is the object of that vritti? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Brahman is the object. In the sleep, what is the object of the vritti, of the thought? Nothingness, void. Nothing is there.
Abhav.
Nothingness. Object of that thought is nothingness. So what we experience? Nothingness we experience in the sleep. In the samadhi, what is the object of that thought? Brahman is the thought. So what will we experience? Brahman will experience. Okay, when we reach there, when Triputi is not there, what will be experienced? It is Chit Swarup. Total awareness will be there. Total awareness is there. When Triputi is not there, the process has stopped, then what will remain is the Satchidanand. How is that Satchidanand? Chit Swarupa. Chit Swarupa means total awareness. Awareness is there. Chit Swarupa. So knowledge happens in Sravan and Manan, and experience happens in Nididhyasan. In Nididhyasan, you experience. It is your choice. You want to experience or you don't want to experience. If you want to experience, go into the Nididhyasan. But that is not compulsory. Not compulsory. You want to verify whether you are existing or not. Or whether you are Chit Swarup or not. That can be proved very simply. फटाफट हो जाएगा वो तो. सो निधिध्यासन इज द सविकल्प समाधि. सविकल्प ए थॉट इज देयर. आम ब्रह्मास्मि, आम ब्रह्मास्मि, आम ब्रह्मास्मि, एंड दैट विल टेक अस टू निर्विकल्प समाधि वेयर देयर इज नो विकल्प, नो थॉट. वृत्ति इज गॉन, नो मोर थॉट. नो मोर थॉट इज देयर. So Brahmakar Vritti arises from Aham Brahmasmi, that ends the Jnana. Brahmakar Vritti arises from Aham Brahmasmi and that removes the Jnana. What is Jnana? Jivoham. That is gone. So it is called Atmabodh in Vedanta. This is called Atmabodh in Vedanta. Knowing your own Atman, knowing your true nature. Who are you? Who am I? I am not J.K. Nayan. Who am I? Aham Brahmasmi. This is also called Atmabodh. Second Atmabodh is not Vritti Swarupa. The first one is based on vritti, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, is a thought. In nirvikal samadhi, when thought ends, what you will find? Is the chetan is there, is the total awareness is there, no vritti is there. That is also called atmabodh. So there are two stages of atmabodh. One is the based on vritti, another is based on no vritti. When it is without vritti, it is Chetan Swarupa. Achit Swarupa. So when we have discussed in verse number 42 that when is the vritti swarup and it is said satatam it is to be made. Why satatam is to be made? Satatam is to be made to make it a vasana. Make it a vasana. One time chanting will not make a vasana. Like suppose your tap, the inside washer is become hard. You are trying to close it. It is not closing. One drop, water is coming out. And if you don't do anything, within 7 days, you will find when it is going to the drain, there is a line there. Calcium will be there, is it not so? Constantly it is 24 hours is falling on the floor and then going toward the drain and there will be a line. That is vasana. Continuously, and it will go that path only, always. It's not that the one drop is going that way, another point that way, no, it's going only one way. Similarly, aham brahmasmi become aham brahmasmi vasana. Then what will happen? This vasana will burn the indhan of ajnan. Indhan means the fuel of ignorance. So what will burn ignorance? Not aham brahmasmi chanting once. It has to be converted into aham brahmasmi vasana. How this vasana will become? Constant satatam practice. Constant. Then it becomes vasana. That will remove. Like we don't have to remind ourselves, I am a man, or I am a woman, or I am a human being. We don't have to remind ourselves. Similarly, when it becomes the vasana, aham brahmasmi, I don't have to remind I am Brahman. It should be that simple and sahaj. We don't have to repeat it again and again, aham brahmasmi. No. So when ignorance ends, the moment ignorance ends, what happens? Pure consciousness will arise. Pure consciousness. When the blanket is removed, the lighted lamp will come out automatically. So our job is to remove the blanket. Itna hi kaam hai. What is this blanket? I am jiva. This is blanket. This is ajnana. And this is the cause of all sorrows. The moment I become I am Brahman, no birth, no death, no sorrow. I am Satchidanand. I need nothing from the world to become happy. Then you will be happy with three dresses only. With these three dresses you can go to all parties. And the children will say, uncle comes, always comes with one dress. He has got only one dress.
Atma tu satatam praptah.
Atma tu satatam praptah.
Aprapta vad vidya. Tannashe praptavad bhati. Swakantha bharanam yatha. Atma tu satatam praptah. Aprapta vad vidya. Tannashe praptavad bhati. Swakantha bharanam yatha.
Atma tu satatam praptah. Now in order to prove that the Atman is satatam praptah, it is already with us. Shankaracharya is giving one example. It is satatam praptah. What is that? Swakantha bharanam yatha. Just like Kantha, Kantha means neck. Swakantha, on your neck. Not, he is not talking about other neck. Swakantha, Abharan. What is the Kantha Abharan?
Necklace.
Necklace. You all know an Abharan. Swakantha Abharan. What happened? Swakantha Abharan. Gurudev used to make a good story out of it. On the first marriage anniversary, first time your husband gave you a gold necklace. And after that, Katam, no more presentation. You have to remind today's our wedding anniversary. No more ornament. And somehow you have forgotten that it is on your neck and you are searching all around. So by searching, will you get it? No. What is required? Only knowledge. Now in the evening when the husband comes, the wife face is pale. What happened, dear? The one which you gave me on the first marriage anniversary, I think I have lost it, misplaced it, I am not finding anywhere. Then the husband says, oh dear, it is there. It's on your neck. Satatam prapta, it was always there. When you were ignorant about that necklace, at that time also necklace was with you. And when somebody told you, it is there. So what was required for that? Only knowledge was required. Somebody told you this is this. Similarly, the Atman is also satatam prapta. Api, but aprapta vad avidya. But we consider it is not there with us. Why it is there? Avidya, because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, I think it is not there with me. So this necklace, the losing of necklace was illusory. And the gaining of the necklace was also illusory. It's a bhranti. Necklace was there when I was ignorant also of that necklace. Similarly, Atman is there even when we are ignorant. Atman is there. But the when Guru tells you, oh, here is the Atman, how you can go, how can you reach? Then you immediately accept it and you feel, no, I got Atman. I got it. This is a Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Atman I got. Guru gave me that. No. Satatam praptam. It is already with you. But you feel apraptavat. It is not with me. Why? Avidya. Because of avidya. Because of my ignorance. I think it is not with me. Okay. Let us prove Atman hai ki nahi apne paas mein. When the Atman is there, then only these five Gyanendriya function. Otherwise, it will not function. Because they are all made of inert thing. Na? Whole body is made of inert thing. What gives sentience to this body? It is the Atman. So whatever we are perceiving, seeing, hearing, it is because of the presence of Atman. So Atman is satatpar. If I ask you, are you existing? Can you say, I am not existing? Can you say that? Do you exist?
Yes.
Yes, you will say yes. That means Sat part is proved. Satchidanand Sat. Sat means existence. If I ask you, do you exist? You will all say, yes, I am existing. When you say, I know I am, this no is the chit part. And the anand. Anand also we have experienced. Bhaya objects we have experienced. Without object we have not experienced. Even without objects also we have experienced. But we don't know. How? In deep sleep. In deep sleep we experience anand. So So what is the commonality there in the waking state when we get joy through objects of the world, and in the deep sleep there is no object, still we get the joy? So what is the commonality there? Commonality is there whenever we get a desired thing, what happens? Our mind becomes quietened for a few moments. So long the desire is there, mind will be agitated. I want, it's agitated. The moment you get, agitation is gone. If the agitation is gone, mind has become calm. The moment mind becomes calm, you feel happiness. In the deep sleep also, there is no disturbance. Mind is calm. So happiness is the calmness of mind. Ignorant makes his mind calm through object of the world. A realized master makes his mind calm without objects of the world. That is the difference. So Sat and Chit, and we are Ananda Sarup. Now you tell me, do you need to go into Nidhi Dhyasana to realize that you are Sat Chit Ananda? Are you existing? Sat. Are you listening? Because of the Chit Sarup. Ananda, we all have experienced via object, and it can be without object also, that also we have seen. Therefore, we all are. To see or to know that I am Satchidananda, do you want to go via Nididhyasana meditation? Not required. If you accept it, Nididhyasana is not required. Good. So if I don't know my Atman, what I have to do? I have to take the knowledge from the Guru. He will give me the Atma-gyan. That Atma-gyan will remove my ignorance. Good. But Atma is not created by knowledge. You must be very, very clear about that. The knowledge is not creating Atman. Knowledge is only removing the ignorance. The moment the ignorance is removed, Atma is self-evident, and you can experience the Chetan Sarup. A karma can be done for acquiring something. Suppose you want to go to Swarga and you have Googled about the Swarga and Google has given you the description of Swarga. This is Swarga. So merely by the knowledge, can you reach there, Swarga? No. For that you have to do the karma, Jyotishtom. Havan has to be done to go there. By karma, you can do pap and punya will be the result. Whatever karma we do, either it will give me a papa or punya. Or a misrit phal can also come. Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, a misrit phal also can come. But the knowledge does not create any papa punya. Karma creates papa punya. The knowledge does not create any papa punya. Therefore, knowledge is not a karma. What can you get by karma? Many times I have said, four things you can do. Utpadya. Samskarya. Prapya. Very good.
Apya. Prapya.
Utpadya. Producing a car. Utpadya. Vikarya, modification. We made Swamiji's room downstairs. Modified. It was something else earlier. Is it not so? Modified it. Vikarya. Sanskarya. Last week we cleaned all these carpets. संस्कार प्योरिफाइड, संस्कार किया इसका, संस्कार. एंड व्हाट इज आप्य, इफ यू हैव टू गो टू सम डाउन टाउन, सो यू हैव टू गो देयर, दैट इज आप्य. यू हैव टू रीच, और इफ यू वांट टू अर्न मनी, यू वांट मनी, आप्य, यू हैव टू अर्न इट, दिस इज आप्य. सो आत्मा तो सततन प्राप्त, आत्मा इज कंटिन्यूसली विथ अस, इवन इन द इग्नोरेंट स्टेज इट इज विथ अस. बट अप्राप्तवत अविद्या, अप्राप्तवत वी थिंक इट इज नॉट विथ अस, वाई इट इज इग्नोरेंस. एंड द एग्जाम्पल गिवन इज द स्वकंठावरण, बाय दैट एग्जाम्पल ही शोज दैट इट इज ऑलरेडी विथ अस. So to get this Atman, what we have to do? We have to go inside. If you want to go and search outside, will you get it? You will not get it. So for searching the Atman, you have to go inside. When you go inside, what will happen? Praptavat, you'll find it. Find the path given by, find it by the path suggested by Guru. Guru will say, do Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Why is he saying Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan? Because the Vṛdhārāṇya Upaniṣad says. What does it say? Atmavāre drashtavya. One should see, one should know, one should experience that Atman. How? Śrotavyo. First you have to do Shravan, Mantavyo. Then you have to reflect on it. Then Nididhyasitabhya, you have to do the Nididhyasan. If you do this way, then you will get it. But if you try to search outside, you will never get it. First you have to see it inside. Very good. Similarly, we can give an example of keys inside. Most of the time the ladies, they keep the keys, and they are key ring, and they put it in the sari like this, and then after that the pallu is covered. Now they are searching, where is the key? It is already with you. Akhandanand Maharaj says that it is like, he gives an example, god mein bachcha, nagar mein dindora. Baby is in your hand and you are searching every, where is my baby, where is my baby? गोद में बच्चा और नगर में ढिंडोरा, एंड यू आर साउथ. सेम एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन बाई मुल्ला नसरुद्दीन. ही वॉज राइडिंग ए डोंकी, एट दैट टाइम पीपल यूज टू राइड डोंकी, एंड ही इज गोइंग टू द मार्केट प्लेस एंड टेलिंग एवरी, वेर इज माई डोंकी, इज राइडिंग डोंकी, वेर इज माई डोंकी. वन पर्सन on a holy evening, he took that bhang goli. You don't get bhang goli here in India, you get at the time of holy. So they threw a party, everybody came, they brought this bhang, and then they made this some drinks and all that. Pila diya usko. And now that person is saying, take me home. The party that is home. And he said, take me home, take me home. Khali shouting. And maja ki baat hai na, he will say that thing continuously. In the bhaan.
One thing.
A thousand times he will say. Then his friend took him in his car. Usko ghar ke charo taraf mein char bar gumaya. Brought it back. This is your room. Yes, this is. Swakantha varanam. So Atma Tum Satam Praptam Tan Nase Praptavadvasi. What is the nasa? What you have to destroy? Agyan. Tan Nase Praptavadvasi. Then you say, no, ye to mil gaya mere ko. Praptavad bhati. Swakanthavaran yatha, like the Swakantha. This is also called like Kanth Chamikar Nyay. This is a Nyay, a logic. Kanth Chamikar means the necklace, golden necklace. Kant chami karne aaye. After some time I will ask you, what is kant chami karne aaye? You have to tell me. Kant chami karne aaye. Next part.
Sthano purushavad bhrantya.
Sthano purushavad bhrantya.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Krita brahmani jivata.
Jivasya tatvike rupe. Jivasya tatvike rupe. Tasmin drishte nivartate.
Tasmin drishte nivartate.
Sthano purushavat bhrantya. Krita brahmani jivata. Jivasya tatvike rupe. Tasmin drishte nivartate.
Very simple. He gives another example. Sthano, sthano means a post or a stump. Sthano, purushavat bhrantya, purushavat, you are thinking that stump to be a ghosh, a purushavat, a man is standing there. Bhranti, what is that? This is your delusion. Sthano, purushavat bhrantya. So in the evening time, if you are passing somewhere, in a lonely place, there is a tree. In winter, you see all these trees as naked trees, as if skeleton is standing there. Then you think, oh. Mahatma explained this way. You are invited to a friend's party, and in the village time, you are going from one village to another village. There is a jungle portion. You are going that portion, and you are very near to your friend's house. And it is already evening, it is dark, no street lights are there, and there is a drumstick tree there, on which the drumsticks are all hanging. And from the far he is seeing, oh, it is a ghost, ye to pakka bhoot hai. And he started chanting Hanuman Chalisa, bhoot pret nikat nahi aave, started chanting. Then he entered, he was very frightened, didn't come out. Next day the friend served him the drumstick curry. Then he said, do you know where from this drumstick has come? No. Oh, that the tree is outside, did you see? Oh, I thought it should be a ghost. Now it is over. Krita brahmani jivata. The same thing we have done. Jivata. Jivata means the jivud. It's a feminine striling. Jivata. Jivud. Jiv also is jivud. Jivata. Krita brahmani. Brahmani. You are Brahman. You have become jiva. How? Bhranti. Because of delusion. Who made us jiva? When Atma and Anatma come together, the ego comes. It's a simple thing. You can't stop it. Like when there is a sun and there is a water, there will be evaporation of water. You cannot stop it. You cannot remove the sea also. You cannot remove the sun also. So long there is the sun in the sky and there is a water body, there will be evaporation of the water, and the same water will cover the sun. Similarly, when the Atma and Anatma come together, the ego comes, and this ego has covered the self. So this has happened. I am a Brahman, but because of delusion, I am saying I am Jiva. This is also because of Bhranti. How this Bhranti will and jivasya tatvike rupe tasmin drishte nivartate. It will go away. Tasmin drishte. Drishte seeing what? Seeing their tattva. What is the tattva? Jivasya tattva. What is the essence? What is his true nature? His true nature is Brahman. Once you come to know about your true nature, that I am Brahman, what will happen? The jnana will go away. Nivartate. Bhranti will be over. Then he comes to know that I am not Jeev and I am Brahman. So this knowledge removes his ignorance. But the jivatva arose because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, the jivatva came. And by the knowledge of the Brahman, the jivatva also end. So in last four verses, we have seen Aruni Manthan is meditation. In meditation, what we have to do? You have to do the churning. Churning of the mantra. Then Aruni Naiva, what will happen? When the fire of knowledge will arise. With the Manthan, the fire of knowledge will arise and that will destroy the ignorance. Second step. And the third step, Swakanthavaranetha, then what will happen? Are you will realize, are ye to atma to mere paas hai, prapta badvati, like Swakanthavaran. You have forgotten that the necklace is not on my neck. And the fourth, and now when the bhranti of jivita is removed, all the problems are over. Now you are not jiva. So long you are jiva, all the sorrows are there. So long you are jiva, so long the ego is there, so long you think you are limited, sorrow will be there. The moment you come to realize that you are Brahman, all the sorrows end. So do you want to end your all sorrows? अच्छा पहले तो ये डिसाइड करो whether you have got sorrow or not. Anybody here who can say that I have never experienced sorrow? Nobody can say. We all have sorrow. Why we are sorrow? Jiva, because we are jiva. So if we remove the jivatva by knowledge, then all sorrows will end. And that Atman is Brahman. Once you know that, all problems over. The Atman, praptavat, it is already with us. But at present we feel it is not with us. That Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta which gives me the ananda is not with me. I am limited, I am sorrowful. 1,000 times Acharya says, you are Brahman, Brahman, but when I go out I experience sorrow. And he is saying, no, you are Satchidananda, Ananda Sarupa. So once you get the knowledge, then you can also add the word Ananda as a title to your name. Like we have got our Saranji, Sarananda, because he has got the knowledge. Therefore he is always smiling. Ananda Sarupa. So whosoever gets the knowledge, he can add that title, Ananda. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.